He drove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he drove it. He went out there. He went to Texas. He went to Kansas, picked up the stuff, drove it down to Texas, and then had it scanned and then drove it back. I mean, we have flown with interesting things before. I, for many years, flew with a giant Tupperware container full of live alligator eggs for my embryological work. And that was great. The security guys in at the airport in Lake Charles, Louisiana, I was so afraid the first time. I was like, I'm never going to get these things through security. But it's this tiny airport, right? With like one security line and one X-ray machine, and the deputy just goes up and turns it on whenever there's a flight. And they're renovating it, so it's basically a tent for a couple of years when I was down there. And like the sheriff comes and hangs out at the airport too, because it's like the place to be, I guess. So like the sheriff's standing around, and I go up there like with my thing, and I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be horrible. And the guy just like takes one look at the top row and goes, "Gators?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's gators." He's like, "All right, put him through." I'm like, "Well, the X-rays." He's like, "The X-rays don't kill him. Don't worry." And so we put him through the thing, and like I don't know, the sheriff's like making fun of me. It's, I mean, it's not like we have special transportation for this stuff. We go out there in cars to collect it. We haul it back, sometimes on the backs of graduate students, and we drive it back on in. One of the lines that Tim Rowe, who's the pioneer of CT scanning of fossils from Texas, always uses is that, prior to the CT scanner, the greatest technological revolution in paleontology was the invention of the automobile.